Leaked WhatsApp messages revealed Democrat Amar Kampanaja opposes two-state solution. By Joel B. Polak on October 27, 2020. Democrat Amar Kampanaja, who is running for Congress in California's 50th district, shared chat messages in which he opposed the normalization of relations between the United Arab Emirates and Israel, despite publicly saying he supports peace. In some messages, Kampanaja appeared to oppose the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He also suggested that Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, who has opposed the two-state solution, and Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who has supported it, should remain on message in opposition to it. Breitbart News obtained the chat messages from a WhatsApp group in which Kampanaja and associates discussed politics. Kampanaja is of both Mexican and Palestinian descent, and spent part of his childhood in Gaza. His father has served as a senior official in the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. Last month, Kampanaja told Breitbart News tonight that he supports peace between Israelis and Palestinians. He also repudiated, again, the views and actions of his grandfather, who was a Palestinian terrorist, and was killed by Israeli special forces long before Kampanaja was born. The issue arose in Kampanajar's 2018 campaign, in which he fell short of unseating Representative Duncan Hunter, RCA. Hunter, who was under indictment during the campaign, later resigned and pleaded guilty to federal corruption charges. In 2012, Kampanaja produced and released a music video calling to free Palestine. His campaign told Breitbart News, "It's promoting peace, as Amar always has." However, the WhatsApp messages appear to tell a different story. In one message, he mocked his opponent, former Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, for praising the recent peace and normalization deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. In another message, Kampanaja criticized ISA for saying that Palestinians had crossed the Israeli border to kill Israelis, an accurate depiction of terrorist infiltrations into Israel. "He's just abandoned us," Kampanaja wrote, referring to Palestinians. "Just like he abandoned his district." ISA formerly represented the 49th district, before retiring in 2019. Kampanaja also criticized some Arabs in our community, in our close circles, supporting this man. He added, "Remember that. ISA is also Arab American, of Lebanese descent." In one message, Kampanaja informed the chat that one of his primary opponents is Jewish. In another, he described his opponents as non-Arab white old men. He also promised to push for real action on behalf of the Palestinians, calling the window for a two-state solution virtually closed. In one message, Kampanaja asked the group if we have approached Ilhan Omar about not advocating a two-state solution. He added, "Just think her, Rashida, Tlaib, and I should be on message together." Kampanaja linked to an op-ed from the Washington Post in which Omar supported a two-state solution to the conflict. At one point, a member of the group called out Kampanaja for distancing himself from his grandfather while also talking about the suffering of the Palestinians. He concluded that Kampanaja will tell every group what they want to hear. Kampanaja responded, "I have not supported the Muslim ban." He added, "I feel free to look through my FEC filings and identify one Zionist who has donated to my campaign." In another set of messages, Kampanaja defended Rep. Omar's bill supporting the rights of the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS, movement. He called the bill deeply constitutional and added, "Thank God she's in there." He also shared a tweet showing Rep. Tlaib polling well against her 2020 Democratic primary opponents, adding, "Rashida is doing great." Reached for comment via email, Kampanaja replied, "Unverified WhatsApp comments? You should read public statements from ISA calling Israel an apartheid state, sympathies for Hezbollah, meeting with Bashar Assad, sick." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.